Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
What's up, man?
Today's the International Day of the Nacho. It was declared as such in 1975 in honor of the inventor of the nacho, a Mexican chef by the name of Ignacio Anaya.
His name is Ignacio?
Yeah.
And that's why they call it nacho?
I guess maybe? So. As the story goes, in 1943, a group of U.S. Army wives went to a restaurant in Mexico for a meal.
Right.
Because the pantry had dwindled to tortillas and cheese. And so he made nachos.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, I guess.
He called them nachos especial. I don't know if that's exactly how you say it, but anyways. Nachos for me, like I watched a bit of the baseball game yesterday. Nachos for me now are the go-to snack when I'm watching sports.
Now, when you have nachos, is it just nachos and cheese and that's it?
That's all I do, just basic.
You don't put tomatoes on or salsa?
Too much work.
Salsa?
Well, I have salsa on the side. With the sour cream.
Yeah, so you don't put jalapenos on it.
No, I never have jalapenos.
And you know what? There's something I've had enough of, and I'm gonna call people out on it. All right, it's enough. That's enough putting black olives on nachos.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, gross.
Those don't belong.
Onions? No.
I'll allow onions.
Will you?
Yeah.
Because, I don't mind peppers.
Because that's right. They go with Mexican food. A black olive to me, that's Greek food. That's got nothing to do with nachos. And whoever shoehorned these disgusting, vile black olives into a beautiful snack such as nachos. How dare you?
I agree 100% with you. I'm not a nut. I put nachos, or I put olives in the same category as oysters.
Yeah.
They just get rid of
They're bitter. They're not like everybody said, you need to have contrast and taste. You got to have the bitter. You got to have the salty. No, you don't have to have the bitter. You don't have to have it.
No.
You know what bitter is? Bitter is crap. That's what bitter is.
It's just basic. You have nachos, cheese, salsa, sour cream, nice glass of water. If you want to augment
it, beer.
Well, beer, or you could have a Pepsi. I'm watching my diet a little bit, just having nachos.
I'm just having nachos and cheese and a Pepsi, okay? Don't want to have beer, too much carbs in the beer. I understand. No, I appreciate a good plate of nachos, but I will say this.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. If it's the evening time, just, throw Doritos in a bowl, hand them to me. That's what I'll eat. All right?
I'll go with that.
Nachos is a lot of work. And plus, you don't get fat by using energy making food. Okay? You just find the cheapest, most processed stuff, ram it into your gullet, and eat it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
I'm going to go ahead and call malarkey on this one right before I even bring it up.
It's a great word, by the way.
Yeah, malarkey is a great word. Mm. A recent study has found that over 50% of women prefer to hang out with their best friend over their significant other.
What if their significant other is their best friend?
And that's a lie. Come on.
Really?
Come on.
Oh, come on. Your partner's not your best friend?
Well, of course, they are in a way, but you need to have somebody who's at an arm's length.
Well, sure.
You understand what I mean?
Sure.
So women say they like hanging out with their best friend over their partner because they can have no holds bar conversations with their friend, not their significant other. Maybe because there's not as much attachment there.
I think that's true. I wouldn't say that's malarkey.
I think it's bullcrap.
Why?
Because That might, okay, you know what? Maybe that's the case. But I find, and stop me if I'm wrong here, that men have more loyal relationships with their friends. Men.
Oh, yeah, women are way more catty.
I think so.
Way more.
And I think women have this thing with their friends where they love them, but then as soon as they get away from them, they talk about them.
Women are way more jealous of their friends than men are jealous of their friends.
I don't know. Some men can be pretty jealous of their friends, too, especially when it comes to financial stuff or things they have, maybe. I think guys can be more jealous in that way. But I know, like ladies, ask yourself this. How many friends do you have that you have had since you were in, grade one?
Well, maybe
a couple, maybe one.
Because jealousy takes over and you're pissed off at
them. Guys, how many friends do you have that you've had since you were in grade one, grade two, grade three? I can think of probably 10 friends I've had since I was in grade three that I still have right now.
That are my friends from back then?
Right.
I have none.
Really?
Well, they're friends. If I ran into them, I'd be friendly to them, but they're not
friendly.
Friends.
Yeah, I know.
They're
but
not
like,
friends.
Like they're not
no,
in your
we
circle?
Don't hang out. No. No. I wouldn't even know. I don't even know where half those people are.
Is that a city thing? Maybe it's a
I
city
think it's
thing,
a city thing.
Over a town thing.
Yeah, I don't...
Because you move on to different schools. Well, like, I know in a small town, growing up in a small town, I could tell you, I could probably go through the list of everybody I graduated grade 12 with, and I'd be pretty accurate as to where they are right now and what they're doing.
Dude, I was a nerd in elementary school. Like, I got picked on. I told you that. So a lot of the guys I hung out with are probably in a locker still.
Michael? You said you were going to come back for me, Michael.
Help.
You have questions. We have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text. We'll have a theory. 936-WOLF. We're like Siri. Every day, Q&A.
Okay, got this from Sam. Hey, would you guys rather eat a box of dry spaghetti noodles or a cup of uncooked rice? I just had spaghetti last night, as a matter of fact.
Leah, how much am I eating?
Well, you got to eat a box of dry spaghetti.
A box?
Or
a box of dry of rice?
Uncooked rice.
Oh, my God. Give me the spaghetti.
No, yeah, probably.
Easier to eat.
Probably because as far as I know, if you put rice in anything moist, it doubles.
Let's
gets bigger.
Let's not put too much thought into
it. Well, I just that's good.
That one's gonna get as much effort as it
should.
Yeah.
Would you guys rather have a horrible job?
Yeah.
But be able to retire in the next decade, or have a dream job and work until the day you die?
Ooh. The dream job. I'd rather have that. I mean, then you're happy at least. Like, because the only reason you want to work 10 years and be done with it is so that you could be happy for the rest of your life doing nothing. But why wouldn't you just take the dream job right off the top and be happy your whole life?
I'm going to go with the job I hate and retire in 10 years because I work at my dream job and all I've got to show for it are radio station coffee mugs and t-shirts.
And a pile of debt.
And a real pile of debt. Yeah. That's what I got.
This one's a good one. Would you rather sell all of your possessions or sell one of your organs?
One of my organs? I can get away with one kidney. You can live with one kidney.
Yeah, me too. I'll sell a kidney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or my left. Is the hand? No, hand's not an organ.
No, it's not.
Your left hand? Not your right one. No, I need my right one for a lot of things.
Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told? Ooh.
The ability to lie, because you can lie to get out of a lot of things, like white lies. I'm talking about, like.
So you need the lies?
Well, yeah.
You
well,
need to lie.
Do these jeans make my ass look fat?
But you're going to believe everything you're told. So anything anybody tells you, you're going to believe. And in these days of social media,
well, I'll be like lots of people on Facebook.
Donald Trump's an alien from the planet Venus. Yeah, I knew that all along.
Okay, here's a good one.
Believe that.
Would you rather be feared by all or loved by all?
Ooh. See, that's...
That's from Brent, by the way.
Because being loved is great. But people fearing you is also great.
I want to be feared because I don't like people. And anybody hanging... Like, too many people hanging on me.
Yeah.
I want to be feared.
You know, I think loved. Because...
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
it's
I think...
because you're having another kid.
No,
that's why.
No, the reason I... The reason I want to feel loved is because I don't think you're going to get a statue of you after you die if you're feared. But if you're loved, I think you will. You know, and that's what we all want in life, is a statue of us after we die.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So they asked a bunch of people, what are the most important inventions of all time?
Yeah.
And the number one was the ability to harness electricity. That's the number one invention of all time. Because if we don't have electricity, we don't have a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Like you can have a light bulb, but if you don't have electricity.
And that was Elon Musk, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good. Telephone was number two.
Yeah. That was Elon Musk, right?
Right, right.
The telephone.
This one is number three. Yeah. Bill Gates, vaccines. Vaccines is number three,
sure.
Which in our day and age, I think would want to be number one.
Yeah, or at least higher than number three. But yeah, I get that.
Cars were further down the list at eight, behind computers. and the internet. Like, would you rather have a car or a computer? I'd rather have a car.
Nowadays, I'd rather have a computer.
Really?
Yeah. Well, cars are computers now, so.
Well, kind of, but yeah. You would not. No, come on. You'd rather have a car or a computer.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
How high is the toilet on that list? Is it even on there? Because if it's not, it's top three for sure. For sure.
No, I don't know. No, it's not. It's not on the list.
That's silly. How is the toilet not on the list?
So in order, it's electricity, the phone, vaccines, light bulb, internet, TV, computers, cars, anesthetics, like anesthesia.
Yeah, okay.
And airplanes. Those are your top 10. You know what came in at number 11 ahead of the toilet?
What?
Radio.
Well,
this is a crappy show.
We've been bringing you toilet humor for years, so.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Life rules.
Yeah, why people should break.
Are these your life rules?
Well, I think they should be everybody's life rules.
But have you made these life rules up? They are yours?
No, I've been kind of told them as the years have gone on. I've tried to adhere to these, okay?
All right, yeah, okay.
Number one of them, in no particular order, never tell anybody how many people you've slept with. Don't tell. Well, just don't. Okay. I mean, are you accurately going to? Well, now it doesn't matter. But would you accurately tell people how many people you slept with?
I don't know.
A true gentleman never talks about the women he has met.
You don't kiss and tell.
Yeah, that's right. That's
is that the same?
It's a better way of putting it.
Yeah. Okay.
Another life rule. Okay. Don't tell anybody how much money you make. Now, you and I kind of know how much we make because we're in the same job.
Well, we're a team, yeah.
But I don't go out and tell everybody what I make. You don't ever do that.
Oh, I tell everybody what
you
make. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. And the other one that's being broken quite...
It's embarrassing. It
the
really
other one
is.
That's being broken
so
quite regularly,
yeah.
And my dad was adamant of this. And if you listen to this show, you know which way I lean politically.
Slightly right.
So I don't.
And you know which way I lean.
Yeah. So I don't really have to tell. I really don't have to tell. Well, actually, you could be a little more vague. Like,
yeah, I'm a little bit more center.
Yeah. So anyway, you're never. My dad always said this: never tell anybody how you vote. Don't, like, when you go into the, hey, how'd you vote? You don't, yeah. You never tell, and you're never supposed to ask anybody how they vote.
I got no problem telling people how I vote. Like, I really don't. I won't.
Why, only, though? Why? It just reason, causes problems.
But the only, I won't on the air.
Yeah.
Although I have admitted, I told everybody who I voted for 5 years ago, right? But I won't tell anybody who I vote for on the air because I don't want to sway anything. Not that my vote matters that much, but I don't want to, you know how it is.
Politics ruins everything. It ruins families. It's ruined happy days. Serious. Check, I just read the story. So Ron Howard is having a cast reunion to raise money for the Wisconsin Democratic Party. And Chachi, so Joni's dead.
Yeah.
The dad and mom are dead. Okay, Howie and I forget her name, and Howard and Marion, okay. They're dead, but everybody else alive. But Scott Baio's not allowed because
Scott Baio
I know. So John Stamos tweeted, he goes, "I'll be Chachi."
That works.
And then the real Chachi said, "Shouldn't you be looking after Aunt Becky?" Which was a great burn.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So yesterday the news came out that 20 more cases of coronavirus were found in Saskatoon. And most of these cases are stemming from bars, one being a country music bar. So what this has shown me is that, like, if I get coronavirus, I want it to be at, like, a noble place. I don't want to catch coronavirus doing $3 shots of Fireball listening to Little Texas, God Bless Texas, okay?
How about at a strip joint?
No, not a place you want to get coronavirus. Like, that's what you need to think. That's what you need to think right now. It's before you go anywhere, just think, do I want the news to come out that I got coronavirus in this specific spot? Like, if I'm going to a body rub parlor.
Right.
And I have to wear my bunny hug over my head so nobody can see my face. Probably not the best place to get coronavirus.
What if you're there fixing the sign because the M is out?
Well, now you're just doing your duty.
That's right. Okay? I mean, you can't have people to the massage parlor.
Yeah, you can't. And you have to help the people that pull a hammy at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know them. I know
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
I've seen
right.
them.
That's
they
right.
need the work done, and they need it done.
That's right.
Now.
That's right.
But really, seriously, you think about that. There are people, there are like probably, I don't know, 20 people in Saskatoon right now that are at home on lockdown, quarantined for 14 days, sick with the coronavirus, that seriously got it listening to...
Don't tell my heart.
Yeah.
My ache and break heart.
Billy Cyrus.
Yeah, doing
they
a two-step.
They got the virus listening to Billy Cyrus.
A line dance.
They got it do-si-do-ing. That's you. Come on, you guys. Come on.
Yeah, you help somebody from a burning building or
right.
you're at
That's
church.
How you want to get coronavirus.
Yeah.
You don't. Well, first off, you don't want to get it anywhere. But if you were to get it,
right.
you want to get it helping somebody out. Not with the stupid, cheesy Toby Keith confectionery cowboy hat on, right? And your cowboy boots that you bring out two times a year to go to this place.
Yeah.
That's how you got coronavirus. You got it in a hillbilly dance glass cube?
Now,
what is that?
What about those
Or
two?
Whatever they call it.
Yeah, a redneck phone booth.
Like, what is it? That's pretty much what it is.
What
yeah.
is that?
I have no idea. Not a clue
hey,
what it
Cletus,
is.
Hey, Cletus, come into my booth. Let's dance to Red Solo Cup.
You won't catch the virus. I got tested. Oh, Cletus, I know how you do on tests. I don't trust this very much.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.